Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle, and your ticket to freedom is right here. Because you know all that stress and anxiety that you're experiencing, and all the thoughts and worries and overwhelm you have about your gut symptoms and health and food, not to mention the effect this has on your entire life, right? Well, we're talking about and breaking through all of that right here so you can have a life that's full and free. How good would it be to just not worry? What if you could just not do it? If you could have the capacity to just switch it off and say, no, I'm not going to worry about that. Wow. That'd be so great, right? That'd be amazing. You're probably thinking, well, how many strategies would I have to put in place? Or, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. That's just too much. But also, you might be really invested in your worrying because you think that it's giving you something beneficial. So you have to know a little bit about your worrying. And I know that when there is chronic gut symptoms, it's really easy to get stuck in worry. And maybe, I mean, does this sound like you? If you think to yourself, is every other thought I have, or maybe every thought I have, is that about my gut or my gut symptoms or how I'm managing those symptoms or I'm being hypervigilant about the symptoms? You know, are you consumed by thoughts and fears and worries about them all the time? And does it just get so overwhelming that you feel exhausted and helpless? Because you're just stuck in your mind, you know, you stay focused on them and thinking about them. You know, you've got this idea that I'm doing it because I'm staying ahead of the game and I'm managing them well and I'm, you know, so that I'm preventing, you know, further symptoms, right? If I stay vigilant to what I ate and what I'm doing and et cetera, then I can prevent those symptoms from happening. However, the more you think about that, then the narrower your world becomes, the more rigid you get, the less flexibility you have, the more anxiety you have. None of those things are helping, right? Because whenever you have more of that, that anxiety and stress is heightened in your body. And when anxiety and stress is heightened in the body, well, that's only exacerbating symptoms. So there's this terrible cycle that you're stuck in. So the idea is, well, how do we get you out of that worry? I know that you try to get out of your symptoms, and that's reasonable, right? But we've got to get out of the worry about symptoms because it's just adding another layer on top. It might be one thing that you have, just say you have a parasite, right? Well, you just need to let the parasite be the parasite. No point adding layers and layers and layers of stress and worry and anxiety and fear and frustrations and all those things on top of, because then you've just created this cascade of stress inside your body, and that's only going to make it harder for you to heal. So this is about conquering the stress of IBS and conquering the stress of those gut symptoms and the way that, well, you know, it steered you in your life or where you are right now. And I am under no delusion that everything that you're doing around your symptoms is so that you can be free of them, that you're attempting to stop them, right? I get it. I absolutely get it. And that's logical. Of course you would want to do that. Of course. But we have to be really clever here and honest and ask the question of ourselves, is my behavior helping me or hindering me? And I don't see many people where stress and anxiety helps them. It just doesn't work like that. Otherwise, wow. I mean, as a society and as a world, wouldn't we all just be thriving with the amount of stress and anxiety and worry that we do? If it was good for us, we'd be thriving, no problem at all. But we're not, and you're not. You're not thriving. You're struggling to survive. And we've got to get you out of that, right? How, I mean, if you just imagine for a moment, oh, If I was absolutely free of the stress and the worry about these symptoms, and if my life was free, and if I just didn't have all these kind of limitations and I was just really relaxed about it, wouldn't that feel better? Doesn't that come as a relief? Yes. Yes. Well, guess what? There's only one thing required for you to get your freedom back from that stress and worry. Just one thing. That's it. It's this. Are you ready? Let your mind be where your body is. Let your mind be where your body is. So bring your mind into the same place that your body is. And what do I mean by that? Well, when you're worrying about your symptoms, are you just sitting there on the chair very intentionally saying, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to worry about my symptoms? Or are you worrying about your symptoms while you're doing activities, like while you're driving the car and taking a shower and cooking dinner and when you're out shopping or at work and you're trying to get work done or you're catching the train to and from work or it's the weekend and you're watching a TV series or you're spending time with, you know, your friends or a partner or family? So if you're sitting on that lounge and you're watching, you know, a TV series, but you're worrying about your gut while you're doing that, then your mind is not where your body is. Your mind is elsewhere. There's two different things going on. Your body's here, but your mind is over there. So the key here is to participate in the activity that you're doing with both your body and your mind, right? Bring your mind to where your body is. So if you're watching TV, watch TV. Just do that. Just watch the TV with everything that you have. Really watch the TV. So if you're out shopping, enjoy the shopping. If you're catching the train, then be on the train, right? I mean, you know, even if you look around on the train, there's people, you know, that they're just on their phones. But have you ever actually tried being on the train? Like keep your phone in your bag and actually look around. Look at the view if you've got a window view. Look at the other people on the train. Feel the, you know, the movement of the train, the experience of stopping. Try that. Try and be on the train. And even if you're driving the car, drive the car, right? So don't just be in there behind the wheel, you know, all unconscious about things, but the mind is just so caught up. I mean, we're such experts at doing that, aren't we? Because the driving becomes so accustomed to it that it just becomes an unconscious exercise. So that's why we can do other things while we're driving, but it's not always a good thing. So if you bring your mind to where your body is, then it means that that's all you have to do. You don't have to put in place all these other strategies and skills to cope with the anxiety or the effects of the anxiety because you've already solved the problem. You've done it. So whenever your mind is present and fully participating in the activity that you're doing, then you can't worry. There is no space to worry because the mind is so busy focusing on what you're doing, right? Bingo! That's it. That's all you need to do. Just bring your mind to where your body is or let your mind be where your body is. That's it. It's so simple. I love simplicity. It's all about simplicity. And if you can learn to do this in your life, then that's the only skill that you need. Hey, it's me again. If this episode or any of the episodes are rocking your world in one way or another, then make sure you hit the subscribe button so the next episode comes straight to you without delay. And jump on and pop a review because I'm so keen to hear from you.